flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joseph Hoyt, All City Dallas, about to join us here in the G-Bag Nation as we talk all things Cowboys. And he's been boots on the ground covering the East-West Shrine Bowl. Those practices taking off there in Denton, Datku Stadium. Of course, the game will be next week at AT&T. As of now, nothing official, but everything seems to be pointing towards Brian Schottenheimer as the next coach of the Cowboys. Hour number five, the power hour of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander. Carter Freeman's been running your video as we wind things down here, and we welcome in our buddy Joe Hoyt. And Joe, how the hell are you, man? First off, I know you've been working hard at the Shrine Bowl. What stood out to you so far today over there?
Yeah, we had some interviews today, talked to some people, talked to Shiloh Sanders, Colorado defensive back, and kind of asked him, like, hey, what's it like going through the process with your brother? He goes, hey, I think we'd be good package deal together. And I said, well, what about dad? And he said, yeah, we'll see. I think that he's happy where he's at. So just a little inclination there as, you know, the Cowboys coaching search kind of converges with the Shrine Bowl this weekend and all the Colorado and Sanders attention here.
So as this week has been an absolute whirlwind, it went from like, okay, all signs are pointing to Brian Schottenheimer, then all of a sudden you had Rich Bisaccia and Pete Carroll, then Carroll gets the Vegas job. How's this been for you so far? What are your thoughts on where the Cowboys are leaning?
Yeah, it's funny because I tweeted this yesterday, but the last coaching search I covered before this was SMU when they lost Sonny Dykes, and they had already had Rhett Lashley up and ready to go by the time before Sonny Dykes was even announced as the TCU head coach. So it was very quick and simple. And this search has been a little bit different. There's been a lot of twists and turns, but the name that has been a constant through all of it for me from the day that Mike McCarthy and the Cowboys split has been Brian Schottenheimer. You know, people told me keep an eye on him. It could be a thing, and that's obviously developed to a point where he's not only had one but two interviews. And you start to look at the field that's been kind of presented to the Cowboys, and you know, the two Rooney Rule potential candidates have already been ruled out. I mean, you know, Robert Saleh really quickly. Then you got Kellen Moore still kind of waiting in the wings. But from what I've heard, and my understanding is Schottenheimer is definitely the favorite. And it almost feels like an inevitable wave that's just waiting to crash at this point.
Joe Hoyt, All City Dallas with us. You can follow him at Joe J. Hoyt. That's H-O-Y-T on the Twitters. What do you make of some of the Jason Witten stuff behind the scenes? Has that been a little bit overblown, or do you think that there's still a very real possibility he's on staff?
I think there's a very real possibility he'll end up on staff. I think the big thing is, I think if Kellen Moore was the head coach, I could 100% see that being a possibility. You know, and I do think with Schottenheimer, it also is a possibility. But I think in terms of the, you know, bridge to Witten plan, you know, that's something that I've been kind of cautioned over the last few days is like, hey, you know, who knows? You know, I still could see a situation where Jason Witten ends up on staff. You know, James Slater reported that, you know, he could have been a candidate to join Mike McCarthy's staff as well. Obviously, Jason Witten is well liked by the Joneses. They got a high regard for him. You know, one thing I heard is, hey, you know, people might kind of, you know, turn their nose up at high school coaching, but he's done an excellent job at Argyle Liberty Christian, obviously winning a state championship there and kind of turning that program around. And, you know, with his pass as a really good, obviously, NFL tight end, paired with his ability to coach, the fact that he could be a position coach on this Cowboys staff is not an overblown possibility moving forward.
What about defensively, defensive coordinator stuff? You just lose Al Harris, trying to figure out who's going to be the guy there.
No, that's a great question. I think, to be honest with you, I haven't heard much on defensive coordinator stuff. You know, I don't think Mike Zimmer would be a possibility under Brian Schottenheimer. I know Brian's attested to that too. And so I think that that's kind of a little bit of an unknown right now. You wonder, like, okay, who could they potentially retain on staff to maybe get that promotion? I haven't heard many names defensively associated with Brian Schottenheimer as a possibility. So I think that that's something that, you know, over the next few days, you know, I think, you know, Monday or Sunday marks good times where the Cowboys could actually move forward and make Brian Schottenheimer the next head coach. You know, I think Sunday, obviously, with the NFC East Championship, a.k.a. the NFC Championship happening, that could be a good way to kind of get in the news before, you know, your two rivals duke it out for a Super Bowl trip. But I could see something happen Monday. And after that, I feel like we'll just get some more smoke on potential defensive staff members.
Joe, I'm probably going to put you in a bad spot, but here we go. Do you think this hire was made because of Dak Prescott or is going to be made because of Dak Prescott?
I think, you know, that's not a bad spot to be in. I mean, bad question, because I think ultimately that's where all this kind of does revolve around. We had Dak Prescott texted Clarence on our show that he's a big fan of Brian Schottenheimer. I've heard that he's a major advocate for him. And, you know, and I think when you look at Dak Prescott's deal, you know, when you signed Dak Prescott to the deal you did, you tied yourself to him for the near future, right? And I think that that's one thing I've heard from a Cowboys coaching perspective is that they want someone, you know, that guaranteed for, you know what, 2 to 3 years, right? Someone that, like, hey, gives them the chance to ride out with Dak Prescott to a point where they could potentially move off that deal, hypothetically, if things don't go well, or they can earn themselves all a second contract and move forward to the future together. You know, I think that anything you do in mind, you know, from a head coaching standpoint has to involve the perspective of your franchise quarterback, the highest paid player in the NFL. And but the one thing I've heard about Schottenheimer, you know, he was on offense. He was an offensive analyst, but he worked a lot with the defense, right?
Sure did, yeah.
And I've heard from multiple players that this is a guy that can relate to them as well, you know, not just offensively, that he's a guy that can command the locker room. And I think that this hire would potentially play well with multiple people moving forward.
Joe, we kind of got some vibes that maybe that Jerry Jones might be the one that's kind of saying, well, do we really want to do this? If you had to guess, and there it was actually maybe Jerry wanted somebody, who do you think that Jerry did want? I mean, they're going to line up and say Schottenheimer's their guy and all that, but deep down inside, you know, Jerry Jones, you pull him aside at his party or something, he'll probably tell you who he wanted. Did he have an idea wanted?
Yeah, I think, you know, to be honest, like, I think the thing with Jerry, and, you know, this is, I haven't been on the beat very long, but one thing I've kind of ascertained pretty quickly is that Jerry likes to canvass, right? He likes to talk to people. He likes to get the vibes of a lot of different people. And that might not mean that that's the way he's going, right?
Yeah.
But I think that's why you had a phone call to Pete Carroll this week, you know, to figure a little bit more about Brian Schottenheimer and potentially other interests.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think that's why Rich Bisaccia got, you know, a call potentially. I think that Jerry is going to make it, you know, talk to a lot of people before he makes his decision.
Sure.
I'll be honest, but the one thing I've heard, and I kind of subdued it a little bit early on, I do think that there's intrigue in the hire of Deion, potential hire of Deion Sanders.
I agree with you. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I don't think the buyout would be a thing that he'd want to do, frankly. But I do think that there's this idea of saying, you know what? What if we brought Deion to Dallas and saw what he could do with the Cowboys? And I mean, the marketing possibilities are endless right there. So I do think, you know, in the heart of hearts of Jerry Jones, there is intrigue about the idea of Deion Sanders being the head coach of the Cowboys.
I totally agree with you on that. I think that if, you know, Jerry got talked out of this one, you know, and everybody rallied against him. And I think Jerry Jones legitimately wanted Deion Sanders. And, you know, it's a shame they didn't get the opportunity to try and make this thing work.
Yeah, no, I think it would. I mean, it makes a lot of sense why Deion would do well here. And, you know, I was just talking to Shiloh about this too. I mean, you look at what he did at Jackson State and mm-hmm. kind of what he built that up, and then goes to Colorado, and now they're selling out seats and everything. And ultimately, this is a $10 billion business. And, you know, what's a great way to not only ensure sustaining that profit, but progressing it? I mean, I think Deion Sanders would do wonders. But I also think that there's intrigue about just the person and what he could do from a locker room standpoint, too. Yeah. I also think, too, at the end of the day, the reality is Deion Sanders has a contract extension potentially waiting for him at Colorado, right? And it's the NIL era, and he wants a little bit more ammo potentially. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, when you see Nick Saban talking about Deion Sanders as he should be the Cowboys coach, when you see other people bringing it up, it makes sense from a leverage slash negotiating standpoint over in Boulder as well.
Joe Hoyt in the G-Bag Nation, All City Dallas with us. Joe, this is just me thinking here. It's weird that we keep hearing continuity, but it seems like maybe that's only towards the offensive side of the football, because now you've got Al Harris out. I don't know if Mike Zimmer's coming back. Bones Fossil's gone for special teams. So great to have Shoddy, and I guess he does have a relationship, to your point, with the defense. But you're looking at a second straight year of now having a new defensive coordinator. So I don't know. I mean, they stress comfort and continuity, but is it only offense that matters?
That's a great question, and I think when you look at I think to your point, if defense was the prime matter, why didn't you interview Mike Zimmer to be a head coach, right?
Yep, absolutely.
You know, if you wanted to keep continuity from an entire team perspective, go give Mike Zimmer a shot, and you know, maybe try to make Brian Schottenheimer your offensive coordinator. I don't know if that tandem would have worked. I haven't really inquired into that potential tandem, but you know, to your point. Yeah, I think everything does revolve around Dak Prescott in Dallas. And I think everything revolves around the offense and trying to make sure that has the most continuity and comfortability moving forward. You know, I'm very curious to see who ends up being the defensive coordinator for whoever is hired. So I think it's Schottenheimer still in my gut, because I think Micah Parsons is a guy that has Hall of Fame aspirations. He's a guy that wants to be in a system that fits for him. You know, I think him and Mike Zimmer had breakfast almost every single day in Oxnard trying to figure out how do we make this best for us. So I think that's a guy that's going to have a lot of influence, too, ultimately. But to your point, obviously the care goes to the offensive side first.
No chance they circle back and maybe they rehash a conversation with Mike McCarthy. Is that just totally off the table?
I think it's off the table. And that's more of a reading of the tea leaves rather than I've heard that there's 100% no chance. But I don't think that Mike McCarthy appreciated the position he was put into this last year.
Agreed.
If you look around the league, how many coaches get put into the last year of their deal on an expiring contract? It really doesn't happen. It happens here in Dallas all the time. And, you know, you talk to players. I remember talking to one player, you know, probably middle of the way through the season. And I was just like, hey, you know, does it click in your mind that, like, if you guys don't perform, that your coaches are out of the jobs too, even though you might have security? He's like, yeah, it bothers me every day. Like, it bothers me that we're losing. It was amidst the 5-game losing streak. I want to make sure that these guys have jobs because I care about them. So I just think from an ecosystem standpoint, Mike McCarthy just experienced it. You know, Ty Dunn had an article where, you know, Mike McCarthy seems fed up too. And I have kind of heard rumblings of the same thing in terms of what you have to deal with when you're the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys and America's team. And I'm just not sure that that's something Mike McCarthy would want to circle back to. Plus, Mike's is a guy with a lot of pride. The idea of walking away from a deal because of potential lack of security and then returning to that lack of security just doesn't vibe with me.
Joe, I did want to pick your brain on your Oregon Duck head coach, Dan Lanning. Now, obviously, this is not an option for the Dallas Cowboys, but that was kind of a dream of mine. I think Dan Lanning could be a Jimmy Johnson-esque type of guy, making that jump from the college to the pros. Being a big-time Oregon Duck fan, watching him week in and week out, do you think he's just built for the college game, or do you also think he could work in the NFL?
I think when you talk about guys that are motivational, you start to wonder, okay, is it a shtick that motivates? You know, like, are you the motivation only for the younger guy that hasn't been experienced in terms of, you know, growing older? Does it work in college versus the NFL? And I think Dan Lanning personally has the ability to ignite a locker room that's not just a shtick, right? You know, I think if you kind of look back at this year, they did a behind-the-scenes look at every single week in order of their preparation. And Dan Lanning thinks just so creatively in terms of how he motivates. You know, he called them apex predators and you know, and then he would do these whole presentations on how, hey, you're new to this ecosystem, the Big Ten, but now you're going to change it forever because that's what apex predators do. And it's just like weird things like that where it's like, how did you even think that? And you know, even me, I'm like, you know what, I kind of, that motivates me and I want to run through a wall. I think he might not be a former player, right? But I do think he has that Dan Campbell-esque motivational ability. And I think moving forward, you're going to see a lot of NFL teams say, hey, you know, hey, we wanted to find the next Deebo Samuel, right? And we found that was pretty hard in terms of finding a guy that fits that mold. Well, I think a lot of NFL teams are going to try to find the next Dan Campbell, and it's going to be hard to find. Maybe one's residing in Eugene if they wanted to look at it.
Oof, I love that, Joe. You're the best, brother. Where can people find you if they want more?
Yeah, over at All City, Monday through Friday, riding there, talking there. And then Joe J. Hoyt on X, formerly Twitter, and that's where I'll be posting updates and trying to follow when this thing could potentially get some resolution here. I don't think it's happening tonight, everyone, and if it does, then I'll happily take egg on my face, but I don't think it's happening tonight. So,
thank you, brother. Well, you go home, get yourself some rest. I'm looking forward to your coverage with the Shrine Bowl and everything else. You're the best, brother. We'll talk with you soon.
Yeah, take care, fellas. Enjoy talking with you.